Luke, chapter 24. Now on the first day of the week, Sunday, Nisan 17, March, April, 4071 AH 29 AD, very early in the morning they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And they entered in, and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were greatly perplexed about these things, suddenly, two men stood by them in shining robes. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words, and returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women who were with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they did not believe them. Then Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen clothes laid by themselves and departed, wondering in himself at that which had come to pass. And two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs, about 7.5 miles, 12.1 kilometers. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that, while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is it that you are discussing with one another as you walk and are sad?" And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering said to him, "Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem, and have not known the things which have come to pass there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it was he who would redeem Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things have happened. Yes. And certain women also of our company, who were early at the tomb, astonished us. And when they did not find his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. And certain of them who were with us went to the tomb, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken! Did not Christ have to suffer these things, and to enter into his glory?" And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he acted as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, "Stay with us, because it is towards evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meal with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, "Did not our hearts burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose up the same hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and those who were with them, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon." And they told what things had happened on the road, and how he was known by them in breaking of bread. And as they spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and said to them, "Peace be to you." But they were terrified and afraid, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. But he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." And when he had so spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still did not believe for joy and wondered, he said to them, "Have you here any meat?" And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and ate it before them. And he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Then he opened their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And said to them, "So it is written, and so it was necessary for Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness for sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." And indeed I send the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city of Jerusalem, until you are endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was taken from them, and carried up into heaven. Thursday, ER 26, April, May 4071, AH 29 AD. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. Let it be.